From the studios of Adventist World Radio in Pune.
Hello and a very warm welcome to our International English Service.
In our program today, we bring inspiring music.
An interesting nature study.
With more music coming in, we shall end our program with a message from God's Word. This is your host, Sharad.
And I am Maureen.
And you are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope.
Let's begin our program with a song.
You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope from Pune, India. And now, here's a nature study.
Hello friends, our study today is on Armored Night Hunter. Lobsters are animals that live on the bottom of the ocean and have a full armor that covers their body. A lobster's body has 19 parts. The head has 5, the thorax 8, and the abdomen 6. There is a soft place between the shell so it can bend the body. A lobster has 10 legs, 8 of which are used to walk with. The other two, which are out front, have claws on them. With these, lobsters grab and break up their food, ranging from 12 to 24 inches in length and from 1 to 20 pounds. Lobsters hide under rocks or in holes during the day. They have antenna that feel for food or animals. Lobsters naturally are dark green or blue, and they turn red when boiled for eating. The male lobster is called a cock, and the female a hen or chicken. The hen will lay eggs only every 2 years. She lays from 5,000 to nearly 100,000 eggs and carry them under her tail for a period of 11 or 12 months. When they are ready to hatch, she will shake the young out of their egg shells. These little baby lobsters, which are less than one-third of an inch long, float to the surface of the ocean. There, they are prey for birds and fish for about 3 to 5 weeks. Those that survive sink back down to the bottom of the ocean. 2 days after hatching, they will molt or shed the shell for the first time. Then they will molt 3 more times during the first month. During this soft shell time, they have no protection. If they are not caught by man or other sea life, their average lifespan is about 15 years. Dear listeners, we are told that we should put on the whole armor of God, not just part of it. As a lobster needs its whole armor, so do we, to protect us from our enemies. God has promised to be with us, so let us depend on Him to help fit us up with His armor of protection from sin. Thank God for His interest today, and ask Him to help suit you with a suit of armor that fits just you.
Thank you for the nature study. We are sure our listeners enjoyed it. To learn more on nature, keep listening to Adventist World Radio. We will be studying different objects of nature because there is a simplicity and purity in these lessons direct from nature that makes them of the highest value.
To know more on God's Word, you could also write to us. Here's our mailing address.
Adventist World Radio, Post Box number 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You could also email us on AdventistMediaCenter@gmail.com.
You may also follow our programs on our website awr.org/English program.
I can comprehend forever, eternities beyond my human mind. They tell me heaven is forever, and forever is a long, long time. The sun will rise to never set again. Troubles of the world are far behind. Time is just a thing called the long-forgot past. Nothing there can bother my mind. Everywhere are happy, happy people, listening to the bells and how they chime. Heaven's golden day will last forever,
and forever is a long, long time. The gift of God is life eternal. Seek this gift and you will find peace and joy forever, and forever is a long, long time. The sun will rise to never set again. Troubles of the world are far behind. Time is just a thing called the long-forgotten past. Nothing that can bother my mind. Everywhere are happy, happy people, listening to the bells and how they chime. Heaven's golden day will last forever, and forever is a long, long time. Heaven's golden day will last forever, and forever is a long, long time.
Welcome to Plug Into Life, where you connect with the source.
Do you feel exhausted? There is this awesome promise in Isaiah 40:31. Those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. I love this promise. The verb in the Hebrew is literally exchange. Our weakness will give way to God's strength. It's like when you change your clothes. In this case, you give Him your tiredness and He gives you His strength. Talk about a new outfit. I love it. When you can barely walk, He gives you wings. And this is not just for daily life. It's the way salvation works. He took your death, and He gives you His life. Woohoo!
For more insights and resources, plug into Jesus101Institute.org. That's Jesus101Institute.org.
Plug into life.
It's time to hear a health talk. Stay with us.
The Importance of Avoiding Stress by Anita Khandagli. Dear listener, today we are going to talk about the importance of avoiding stress. It is very important for us to understand and learn about stress in order to stay healthy. The sooner, the better. Sister Rosie says, there are two kinds of stress, the good and bad. In life, we have tension, so we get stressed out. There are physical, psychological, social, and spiritual demands in life. If we have tension, we do get involved and take care of the important things that need to be taken care of instead of procrastinating. When a person is going to join college or get married or about to take up a new job, it is natural to have some tension and get stressed out. This type of stress is okay. On the other hand, if you are unnecessarily worrying about things or doing too much work without taking time to rest, then the body and the mind get out of balance. This is definitely the bad stress, and it can kill a person. Therefore, it is seriously important to stop and think and make changes right away. Examine your life and see what is causing the stress. If you have problem doing this or on your own, then get help from friends or relatives or a support group if there is one near you. We can avoid health problems like tensions, headaches, heart disease, high blood pressure, and mental problems by reducing or avoiding stress. Don't delay. Get help right away and you will be happy.
Before you hear God's word, here's another song.
In the light of His glory and grace, near my God to Thee, nearer to Thee.
Time to hear God's word.
Dear listener, you have within your reach more than finite possibilities. A man, as God applies the term, is the Son of God. Now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, and for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. It is your privilege to turn away from that which is cheap and inferior, and rise to a high standard to be respected by men and beloved by God. Dear listener, the religious work which the Lord gives us to the young people and to all men of all ages shows His respect for them. As His children, He gives them the work of self-government. He calls them to be sharers with Him in the great work of redemption and uplifting. As a father takes his son into partnership with his business, so the Lord takes His children into partnership with Himself. We are made laborers together with God. Jesus says, "As Thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world." Would you not rather choose to be a child of God than a servant of Satan and sin, having your name registered as an enemy of Christ? Dear listener, young men and women need more of the grace of Christ, that they may bring the principles of Christianity into the daily life. The preparation for Christ's coming is a preparation made through Christ for the exercise of our highest qualities. It is the privilege of every youth to make of his character a beautiful structure. But there is a positive need of keeping close to Jesus. He is our strength and efficiency and power. We cannot depend on self for one moment. Dear listener, our reaching should be higher and higher. However large, however small your talent, remember that what you have is yours only in trust. Thus, God is testing you, giving you opportunity to prove yourself true. To Him you are indebted for all your capabilities. To Him belong your powers of body, mind, and soul, and for Him these powers are to be used. Your time, your influence, your capabilities, your skill, all must be accounted for Him who gives all. He uses His gift best who seeks by earnest endeavors to carry out the Lord's great plan for the uplifting of humanity. Dear listener, persevere in the work that you have begun until you gain victory after victory. Educate yourself for a purpose. Keep in view the highest standard that you may accomplish greater and still greater good, thus reflecting the glory of God. My dear listener, the example of Christ shows us that our only hope of victory is in continual resistance of Satan's attacks. He who triumphant over the adversary of souls in the conflict of temptations understands Satan's power over the race and has conquered him in our behalf. As an overcomer, He has given us the advantage of His victory in that our efforts to resist the temptations of Satan, we may unite our weaknesses to His strength. our worthlessness to his merits, and sustained by his enduring might under the strength of temptation, we may resist in all his powerful name and overcome as he overcame. Dear listener, Satan comes to us in different forms. He comes in disguise. Satan is preparing his deceptions that in his last campaign against the people of God, they may not understand that it is against the people of God. They may not understand it is he. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. While some deceived souls are advocating that he does not exist, he is taking them captive and is working through them to a great extent. Satan knows better than God's people the power that they can have over him when their strength is in Christ. Dear listener, when they humbly entreat the mighty conqueror for help, the weakest believer in the truth, relying firmly upon the Christ, can successfully repulse Satan and all his host. He is too cunning to become and to come openly, boldly with his temptations, for then the drowsy energies of Christian would arouse and he would rely upon the strong and mighty deliverer. But Satan comes in unperceived. In disguise, he works through the children of disobedience who profess godliness. Satan will go to the extent of his power to harass, tempt, and lead God's people. Dear listener, he who dared to face and tempt and taunt our Lord, and he who had powers to take him in his arms and carry him to a pinnacle of the temple and up into an exceeding high mountain, will exercise his power to a wonderful degree upon the present generation, who are far inferior in wisdom to their Lord, and who are almost wholly ignorant of Satan's subtlety and strength. In a marvelous manner, he will affect the bodies of those who are naturally inclined to do his bidding. Satan exults for his own sake that he is regarded as a fiction. When he is made light of and is presented by some childish illustration or as some animal, it suits him well. He is thought so inferior that minds are wholly unprepared for his wisely laid plans, and he almost always succeeds well. If his power and subtlety were understood, minds would be prepared to successfully resist him. Dear listener, in Luke chapter 9, verses 57 to 62, we encounter three people who told Jesus they wanted to follow him, and all received what seemed to be harsh replies from the Lord. Here it says in verse 58, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. That means there is no guarantee of having house and mansions and moving around with Jesus Christ. Verse 60, let the dead bury their own dead. Dear listener, verse 62, here it says, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You know, the one who is plowing, he looks here and there, but not concentrating in his work, says he is not fit for the kingdom of God. Dear listener, for each person, Jesus stated the sacrifice and commitment required to become his disciples. A man I admire as a dedicated and sensitive follower of Christ says that Christians need to be ready for a radical commitment and change. The Lord calls us not only to leave the status quo, but also to take that calling seriously by following him. Dear listener, following Jesus demands our all.
Today, remember, dear listener, to keep the right perspective. We should have goals and dreams and look forward to a bright future. But the way you live your life today is what's going to get you where you need to be tomorrow. Keep praising, keep believing, and keep thanking Him, because that's what will keep you moving forward. Submit every area of your heart to Him and walk forward in His will for your life. God bless you, dear listener. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, we come to you with humble hearts. We praise you and honor you for being our God. Help us to build up a strong and good character, for it is indeed more valuable than rubies. Guide and direct our lives, O Lord, that we might live life that is pleasing to you. May we rightly partnership ourselves with Jesus Christ. Make us strong in you, and may we be able to share the good news of salvation to all. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
With this, we have almost come to the end of our program.
To learn more on God's Word, we would love to receive your letters on
Adventist World Radio, Post Box No. 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You could also email us on AdventistMediaCenter@gmail.com.
We invite you to follow our programs also on our website. That's awr.org/English program. This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, signing off from Adventist World Radio.
Do join us again along with your family and friends.
Until we meet again via radio, we wish you goodbye.
And God bless you.